Welcome you to Discussing the Truth broadcast. This 29th day of the month of September, year of our Lord 2016. I'm your announcer, Antonio Green. Our host for this broadcast is Pastor James A. Dansby, and our co-host, Minister Kevin Pierce. We also have on panel Minister Milton Dudley. Our prayer is that God the Father, through Jesus Christ, his Son, by the power of the Holy Spirit, will speak truth to your hearts. Pastor Dansby.
God bless you, Antonio. Before we get started, we're going to ask Minister Pierce to ask God's blessing upon our broadcast today.
Let's bow our heads. Heavenly Father, we thank you for this day that you've made.
Yes.
For today is the day of salvation, dear Lord. We thank you for our listeners, mm-hmm. and we thank you for our broadcast. We thank you for having to give us the privilege to spread the gospel through this broadcast, dear Lord.
Yes,
and we ask as the listeners listen that their minds and their hearts soften to the truth that we'll be discussing this evening. And we pray in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. God bless you. Thank you so much. Again, I am your host, James A. Dansby. And we are discussing the truth of God's word. Jesus said, you shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. And also we want to remember that truth is a person. Truth is a person. Truth is not just a word, but truth is a person, and that person is Jesus Christ. And we also want to remember that Pilate asked a very important question at one time. Of Christ, what is truth? And Christ answered that question previously. He didn't answer Pilate at that particular time, but previously he said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man coming up the Father, but by me. So we want to keep in mind that as we discuss the truth, we're discussing a person, the life of a person, and his particular impact upon the world. And we also want to remember that the opposite of truth is a lie. Well, mm-hmm. the one that's called Jesus called one person the father of lies, and that's none other than the devil himself. These two entities are in a battle for dominance in the world today, and we're so glad that God has allowed us to come together to discuss the truth of God's word, the truth of various situations that are taking place in the world today. And praise God on our last session. This is session number two. And we have been discussing the evil of compromising God's truth. And we find today that there are quite a bit of compromising going on in the world. And that's in all segments of the world. Church, in the workplace, in the government stations, and so truth is kind of taking a beating right now, but we want to discuss it from the standpoint of what God's word says, not from the worldview, though we're going to look at that also and look at the contrast between the two. But we're particular concerned about the truth as it has come forth in the word of God. And as I said, this is session number two. The evil of compromising God's truth. And we said on the last session that the enemy, the old liar himself, he has no new tricks. He got the same old tricks. He kind of relabeled them and put a new title on them. But it's the same old deceptive tricks that he has used from the beginning. And we looked at the book of Exodus on our last session, 8th chapter, four particular modes of deception that the devil brings particularly against the children of God. And we looked at that first one, and that first one involved allowing God's people to go free according to God's command, but you have to stay in the land. And we looked at that first, and the second one was a second compromise the enemy brought forth.
And he said, it's okay, well, you can go, but don't go far.
Mm-hmm.
That was number two. Don't go far.
Mm-hmm.
And number three, his compromise was that it's okay to go far, but leave us your children. And allow us to educate them and to use them in whatever fashion we see fit. Number four, that fourth temptation was to go and take your children, but leave your material goods, leave everything else behind. And of course, God rejected all of those compromises, propositions. God said, no, it won't happen. Not a hoof. You're not to leave anything, but my people will go free, and they will take everything that I have blessed them with. They will take it with them.
Mm-hmm.
So this is basically what we're going to be discussing throughout this these sessions. We don't know exactly how many, but praise God, we're just going to try to take one of these compromising efforts of the enemy, and we're just going to open up discussions among ourselves here, and hopefully God will enlighten us, and God will help us to bring forward information that will help you that might be going through some of these particular temptations here at this time, and especially believers, because we realize it is truly the believers that have to deal with these compromises. The enemy has his people, all those that are not believers, he already have them kind of wrapped up and tied up, but we want to make knowledgeable the believers to the fact that these tactics are being used today against God's people, and we must be aware. And we gonna blow the trumpet, amen.
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 God commanded us to blow the trumpet in Zion, amen.
Mm-hmm.
Praise God. We're watching from the wall, and God has commanded us to tell the truth, so that people can be made free. Amen?
Amen.
So the
Amen.
First one that we're looking at today is in 825, Exodus 825. It read thusly, I'm going to read it for you. Pharaoh called for Moses, for Aaron, and said, go ye, sacrifice to your God in the land.
Mm.
Also look at those other two verses. They're very important. We'll touch on those today. Mm-hmm. And Moses said, it is not proper. It's not meet, so to do. We shall sacrifice, for we shall sacrifice the abomination of the Egyptians mm-hmm. to the Lord our God. Lo, shall we sacrifice the abomination of the Egyptian before their eyes, and will they not stone us?
Mm-hmm.
We will go 3 days, 3 days, very significant number to the believers. Amen?
Mm-hmm. Amen.
3 days journey into the wilderness and sacrifice to the Lord our God as he has commanded mm-hmm. us. And that's a very important word there, mm-hmm. gentlemen. God has commanded us. If for no other reason not to try to serve God and be a part of the world at the same time, it's because God commanded us.
That's right. Right. That's right.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. And we said that, the Egypt is a picture of the world.
Right.
Now, mm-hmm. this is where God's people are were stationed at. And God himself prepared a table in the midst of the enemies, right there
mm-hmm.
in Egypt. Yes, God, remember now, God brought them down there.
That's right. That's right.
Amen. But, he brought them there and put them in a position where they could serve him in measure. Amen. Mm-hmm. In a place by themselves, land they're called Goshen, I believe
mm-hmm.
it is.
Mm-hmm.
The Egypt is a symbol of the devil, of the world, that is, and Pharaoh is a symbol of who?
The devil.
Mm-hmm. Devil.
The devil himself.
Amen. Mm-hmm. But so mm-hmm. God, it was God's desire that in his time that his people be completely set free mm-hmm. from bondage mm-hmm. of Egypt and from Pharaoh or from the devil. Amen?
Amen.
And it's so today. God That's still right. wants his people to be free.
Mm-hmm.
And God has a people. God has a people. And thank God we've been made free. Amen.
Amen.
Praise God. We're here today because God has made us free.
Made us free.
Made us free. But he has other people that are yet to come forth. And it's our duty as watchmen on the wall, as children of God, to reach out to them and mm-hmm. to share and discuss God's truth with them mm-hmm. so that they can be made free. Amen?
Amen.
And that's what we're doing today. There's so much meat here, but we're going to just try to take it as the Spirit of God lead us. We're not scripting it. We're just going to kind of be led of the Spirit of God. But, you know, I notice right off the bat, there's abomination. These two words, the abomination, mm-hmm. abomination. Moses said it's not proper. It's not meet to do so, for we shall sacrifice the abomination of the Egyptian to the Lord our God. Shall we sacrifice the abomination of the Egyptian before their eyes? And will they not what? Stone us.
Mm-hmm.
In other words, the reaction is not going to be good for God's people to serve God in the lane.
That's right.
And
that's
of course, right. We know there is a terrible kickback, mm-hmm. a retaliation from the enemy.
That's
amen.
Right.
If we go back just a little bit, we'll remember that when Joseph went back to get Israel and his dad to bring him back down to Egypt there,
mm-hmm.
he told him these words, don't tell Pharaoh that you shepherd. Y'all remember
mm-hmm.
that?
Yeah.
Don't tell
me
you're a sheep herder.
Yeah, that's right.
Huh?
Mm-hmm.
Why?
Mm-hmm.
Because there is an abomination there.
That's right.
Mm-hmm. They didn't hold high sheep herders.
That's right.
That's right.
And you know, it's not just that they had chose to stigmatize sheep herders or sheep in particular, but remember now, the enemy is working behind them.
Mm-hmm.
And
mm-hmm.
The enemy, the devil himself, knew that Jesus is a type of the great shepherd of the sheep.
Okay.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Huh?
Okay.
So the abomination is going to be there.
That's right.
You know,
mm-hmm.
for God's people trying to serve God in the land.
Okay.
In the land. In the world.
Mm-hmm.
Huh?
Mm-hmm.
That's going to be more or less a retaliating force coming against us
mm-hmm.
because of the fact that sheep, and we are sheep.
That's right.
All we like sheep have gone astray, amen?
Right. Mm-hmm.
And we have a shepherd of the sheep. And quite naturally, there's animosity. There's
mm-hmm.
animosity that's going to naturally be between God's people and
mm-hmm.
the people of the world.
The world.
That's right.
I mean, we don't have to do anything particularly wrong.
Yeah.
We just
mm-hmm.
have to be God's people, and that by itself brings a negative reaction. Am I right about
that's
that?
That's right. Absolutely.
That's right.
Amen.
That's right.
Absolutely. Well, you know, in Genesis
mm-hmm.
3, God said he was going to put enmity
right.
between the two.
That's
you know,
right.
But as for the people coming out of the land, God called for all the children of Israel to leave Egypt.
That's
mm-hmm.
right.
You know, he also called for Christians.
Mm-hmm.
to leave our relationship with the world.
Today. Yes.
That's right. First Peter 2:9 say that we're a chosen race,
mm-hmm.
a royal priesthood,
that's
a
right.
holy nation.
That's right.
A people for God's possession.
Amen.
You know,
amen.
So we have to do it his way.
That's
and,
right.
You know, scripture reminds us on numerous occasions that
mm-hmm.
that we have to be careful of our environment.
Okay.
You know,
mm-hmm.
cause some of the dangers of that, of not being careful are poor behavior.
Okay.
You know,
mm-hmm.
in 1 Corinthians 15
mm-hmm.
and 33, it said, be not deceived.
Okay.
Evil companionship.
Mm-hmm.
Corrupts good morals.
Mm-hmm.
So being in the world, we can't purely worship God
okay.
with all this evil companionship around.
Mm-hmm.
God won't accept that.
Mm-hmm.
God is a holy God.
Okay.
And he called for us to be separate from the world. Therefore, we have to do it his way.
Yes.
And
yes.
another thing is bad advice. You will get bad advice from the world.
Okay.
You know, Proverbs 13:20.
Yes.
It says he who walks with the wise will be wise.
Amen.
Mm-hmm.
But
mm-hmm. companion of fools
mm.
will suffer
mm.
harm. Will suffer harm.
That's right.
So and there's a lot of fools in the world, y'all.
Yes, yes.
You know, so that's another danger that we faced and unnecessary persecution, like you said.
In the land, right?
They don't persecute us just for who we are.
Amen.
Number one.
Amen.
But if you stay in the land,
mm-hmm.
a lot of it will be unnecessary. Matthew 7:6, it says, do
mm-hmm.
not
yes.
give what's holy to the dog.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. You know,
okay.
or cast your pearls before the swine.
Right, right.
Or they'll trample them on the feet.
Amen.
And after that,
mm-hmm.
they'll turn and rend you.
So you can't mix the two.
Absolutely. That's what the Bible says.
Brother Pierce, what do you think about
mm-hmm.
that?
Mm-hmm.
What I think about that is when I think about that, I think mm-hmm. about the word sacrifice unto
okay.
the Egyptians.
Okay,
mm-hmm.
okay, okay.
He asked the question, do you expect us to do this,
mm.
to sacrifice
mm-hmm.
before
mm-hmm.
the Egyptians? We're going to do that before the Lord.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And that's what's happening now, the same abominations of this world.
Mm-hmm.
we're sacrificing these things before the world.
That's right.
We should be doing it before the Lord.
Amen.
When we let these abominations go at the new birth, we give them to the Lord.
That's true.
Do you see what I'm saying?
Amen.
Abortion, homosexuality, the tradition of family.
Right.
Those abominable thoughts and ways that we had about these things, we have given them unto the Lord.
Okay.
And we do that in his kingdom.
Okay.
But to come in this world and speak against homosexuality, to sacrifice that unto the world when they're changing the system, you're going to get stoned.
Amen.
You are going to get persecuted.
Amen. And we see that today, don't we?
Yes.
That's right.
Yeah. Amen. Brother Milton, I would just chime in on that.
You know, that's good, Kevin. You know, that's so true. You know, and just like here where in 26, it said, Moses said unto him, "It's meet to us to do, for we shall sacrifice the abominations of the Egyptians to our Lord God," said, "Lo, we'll sacrifice the abomination of the Egyptians before their eyes."
Yes.
"And will they not stone us?" You know, in other words, Pharaoh knew if they stayed in the land and sacrificed to the Lord in the land,
we're going to kill them. Amen.
You know,
amen.
And the Lord knew that.
That's right.
And that's why he was telling Moses, we're going 3 days journey.
3 days.
You know, away from him.
Resurrection.
You know, and so is it today.
Mm-hmm.
You know, attack against the Christian believers.
Oh, yes.
You know, like Kevin saying, you know, when you speak the truth, oh, the truth will set you free.
That's right.
But so many of Satan's people don't want to be free.
That's right.
They want to be in bondage and continue in bondage and want you in bondage with them.
Amen.
They want us to compromise God's word.
That's right.
You know, like he did from the beginning because he's the father of lies. And, you know, it made me think about Solomon. Even Solomon, as great a man as he was.
Oh, yes.
You know, and the many wives he had.
Oh, yes. That fellowship.
They turned his heart from God.
Yeah, wrong fellowship.
And right, see, that's how the world is today. We can't be unequally yoked.
Amen.
You know, with unbelievers.
Mm-hmm.
Because they'll either turn you.
Yes. Or you're going to turn them.
Or you're going to turn them.
Light and darkness. Mm-hmm. Amen.
Right. Amen.
You turn the light on, and the darkness is supposed to be dispelled. Amen.
That's right.
Because in Solomon's Solomon's life, we saw that there was an opposite reaction there.
Mm-hmm.
But now, remember that during this time, these brothers didn't have the Holy Spirit living in them.
Absolutely.
We have to distinguish between these two periods.
Mm-hmm.
Because there was a period when the Holy Ghost was not within the people, living within the people.
Mm-hmm.
And therefore, though Solomon was anointed by God and blessed by God, but that fellowship, he crossed the line. And praise God, even with the Holy Ghost, we have to be very prayerful.
Amen.
Yeah, and careful.
And careful.
But without it, you know, we know what happened to him. Mm-hmm. Amen.
Right.
And, but you know, here we are in Birmingham, Alabama. Okay, today the report is that we're the third
leading capital of the world,
or the United States, whatever the case might be. And that is really sad because this supposedly been the cradle of the civil rights movement. You know, could it be? Here's a question for you, gentlemen. How does God react to the church mixing with the world? The land? You know, okay, let me paint a few pictures for you here. We know that God is jealous of his people, his church. Is that right? Is the Bible telling us that?
That's right.
God is a jealous God.
Jealous God.
Okay, so how does God feel when we allow a foreign con, a foreign, what is the name?
American.
To come up in the churches.
In the pool.
And to praise Allah in a place that was dedicated, supposedly, to the worship of the Lord. How can we get any positive reaction from God in those kind of scenarios? Can we do that, brother?
No, not at all.
But we allow these kind of people to come and stand in God's platform, God's church, and espouse. And the Muslims, we got Muslims being invited.
Absolutely.
Brother, this is what God forbid. Am I right about that? Okay, y'all chatty. Somebody come in a little bit and help me with this.
Even more subtly, not Farrakhan, but to the average Christian, you would think that that's just boldly disrespectful.
just out of bounds.
Okay. Okay. Average Christian.
Right, right, yes. Right. But yes. What about the more subtle fellowship of masonry?
Okay.
Right?
Okay.
That's good.
We're
okay.
Still yoked up with yeah. unbelievers.
Mm-hmm.
We're yoked up with the satanic religion of masonry.
Okay.
But yet we're in the pulpits every day teaching, preaching, yes. praying over folks.
Yes, yes.
And then Thursday night we go straight to the Masonic Lodge.
Oh, boy.
Wow.
Greek fraternities and sororities.
Oh, boy.
Mm-hmm. We're coupled up, still, yes. mixed.
Yes. Yes.
And
yes.
God does not like that.
That's not pleasing to God.
That's not pleasing to God at all. And you right. wonder why we don't have any power.
And during the funerals, they have the Masonic service.
Yes. That's right.
Yeah, that's right.
Absolutely.
And sometimes at the graveyard.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm.
And brother, is God really that particular about his people mixing with the world?
Of course.
I mean, can we look at the Bible and see many occasions how God... you know, God has put a difference between his people, yeah, the holy,
right.
the holy
right.
and unholy.
The holy, yes.
Who are we to go against what we know the word of God has said? And, mm-hmm. and could it be that God's judgment, that's the question I'm really asking, mm-hmm. when we don't obey the commands of God, you know, to separate, come out from among them,
mm-hmm.
Are we incurring the wrath of God? I mean, it's something to talk about, isn't
absolutely.
It?
Amen. That's
absolutely.
Right.
Absolutely.
I mean, for instance, when I was a young man, and I've been to a lot of churches during the civil rights struggle, they used the church to organize your marches and all these things. Is that permissible in God's house? Is it a house of worship or is it a house of organizing?
That's right.
So social, you know, behavior can be altered. What do you, I mean, a lot of people would say now that, you know, I don't see anything wrong with that. You know, I just don't see why. That the people can't use the church. Well, why not the community centers?
Mm-hmm.
Why not the other venues?
Mm-hmm.
Why the church?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Absolutely. That you know, Pastor, and before Jesus came into the temple, they didn't see nothing wrong with selling lame doves.
Oh boy.
Mm-hmm. You know, they didn't see nothing wrong with turning this house into a house of merchandise.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
You know, it's like a revolving door. We're
yes.
back to the same place
yes.
here mm-hmm. today, in the churches.
In the churches.
And us, as a black community, it really grieves my heart to
Lord
see
yes.
that we, anything goes.
Mm-hmm.
We put everything before serving the Lord. We put being black mm-hmm. before serving the Lord.
Mm-hmm.
We put slavery, being enslaved before serving the Lord.
Okay.
We put several things, when the Lord says, seek ye first.
Amen.
The kingdom of God.
Amen.
And his righteousness.
Amen.
And we put everything before that.
Yes.
And now, just like we were talking about, worshiping in the land.
In the land. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Now, the Egyptians then,
mm-hmm.
they held sacred
oh, yes.
a lot of the animals
oh, yes.
that,
mm-hmm.
that
oh,
the Lord God may have called for you to
you to sacrifice.
Amen.
Absolutely.
Amen. That's right. Amen.
You know, and like mm-hmm. now, they hold sacred
yes.
their okay. rights to abort babies.
Sure.
They
mm-hmm.
hold that sacredly.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Their
yes.
rights to be homosexual.
As
when God
world.
Said it's yes. an abomination.
That's
he
right.
has plainly mm-hmm. said it's an abomination.
That's right.
But the world,
mm-hmm.
Egypt,
yes.
holds that sacred.
Yes.
And this mm-hmm. ecumenical movement,
yes.
why can't we just all
be
get along?
One. All get along.
Mm-hmm. Why can't yeah. we just mm-hmm. all get along?
Mm-hmm. Because God says no.
Okay.
That's right.
I want you out of the land.
Fine with me.
Mm-hmm. I want you away from the masses of the people.
Absolutely.
And we know the scripture tells us that we can't, we're not to completely vacate the premises, but there are, and we'll discuss them as we go along, the many ways that we are to be in the world, but not a part
mm-hmm.
of the world. Milton,
okay.
you want to chime in on the activities that are going on in the church today? That probably,
yeah. and I mean, there's so many. You know, Satan has crept in.
Yes,
and
yes.
like mm-hmm. Antonio was mm-hmm. mentioning too,
mm-hmm.
and he has polluted the church with
yes, yes,
all of this man-made stuff.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You know, man-made programs.
Amen.
Yes, yes.
Amen.
You know, and food is a big pool.
Oh yeah, oh,
food
yeah.
is a big pool.
Oh yeah, oh yeah.
Food and music.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah.
The music yeah. entertains yeah. our flesh.
Entertain.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And after we get through entertaining our flesh, then we want to fill our flesh.
Okay.
Okay.
You
okay.
know, glutton.
It's okay. all about the
flesh. And so, like I said, This is how Satan operates.
That's right.
In so many of our churches today.
Very subtle.
Very subtle. Mm-hmm. And this is where a lot of our Christian brothers and sisters are in bondage.
Okay.
You know, they don't want to give up these man-made things and programs that the world is dropping on them today.
Right, right.
They've been brought up in it. And like I say, in the land, they don't want to leave. They don't want to leave.
Right. But God has commanded us. Are we going to obey God? Or are we going to obey man?
Okay. Obey God.
I think the reason why, just chiming in on Milt, is because the draw to even get to the church is more of a social and worldly thing. Yes,
okay. Yes. Okay.
Rather than spiritual.
Spiritual. Right. Yeah.
Hot dogs, hamburgers, the best choir. Yeah. That's the draw.
Yes, the fashion show.
To get you into the house of the Lord.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
So I feel that it's unfair to draw them with hamburgers and hot dogs.
Okay.
And then all of a sudden have them repent of what draw them there. Do you see what I'm saying?
Right.
So you would have to continue with that fleshly draw, with that watered down gospel.
Yes.
You never really leave room for true evangelism. Of breaking a heart when you draw them through a social and fleshly means of getting them in the church.
Absolutely. So the activity can eclipse the Word of God.
Definitely.
And the Word of God takes a back position.
If it's there at all.
And a lot of instances in the church, just like we said, that it's been going on so long, especially, and like I said, we're all black men on this panel. So we love everyone.
Amen.
We love everyone, but we have a concern for our community.
Yes.
It's been going on so long in our communities. This generation sees nothing wrong with an hour and a half of music, you know,
15 minutes
of word. That's a good service in the eyes, you know, but that's, how can you, and this is a question for just, I'd like an answer from any of you guys. How can you be hungering and thirsting for the Word of God, so you say, and not being fed at all and continually sit up under that?
Amen. It seems like there's a problem there for sure. And but we know that it is going forth today, going on all the time in our churches.
Yes, it is.
And like I say, I'm concerned about it. I know we're all concerned about it because I think we're shortchanging ourselves. We're not allowing God to bless us He so desire. And but just recently, brother, I was sharing with a guy about the what is it, Kevin 501s.
C3.
And I was explaining to him. I said, brother, I said God is Lord over the church. I said, don't you know when you sign up for a 501(c) or whatever this thing is, that you are putting government over God's house?
That's right.
I said, you can't have two leaders, two rulers.
Two masters.
But if you're doing it because you're positioning yourself for a financial advantage, I said, but God is the financier of his church. He don't need the world, the land, to finance his program.
Amen.
And so you're saying that you don't have faith in God when you go sign up for this type of program, and if you look at the fine print in that contract, you are giving the government the right
to govern,
the authority to usurp authority,
in the church. And those are the subtle creepings of the world in the church.
In the church.
You can't go to Walmart without somebody representing their church begging the world for the works of the Lord.
The works of the Lord.
I really heard a problem with what you just said, Pastor.
Okay.
When you putting God in a contract, under a contract. Under a contract. You know, of course we have a covenant keeping God, but it's his covenant.
It's his covenant though.
It's his covenant.
Right.
And he makes all the stipulations of the agreement. And he does it in his word. In scripture.
Yeah.
You know, he tells us how to worship.
The
worship that he'll accept.
That's right.
But it's
very
clearly
though.
Yeah, very clearly. But we're gonna force our hand. We're gonna make God accept what we give him.
Oh boy.
You know, and that's a dangerous situation. People forgetting that God is a holy God, number one.
Sovereign God.
And he's also a God of power, a God of wrath.
Yeah.
And like you said in the beginning, Pastor, a jealous God.
Jealous God. Yes.
He's a jealous God.
I name it. jealous, he says.
You know, it's yeah. almost like we poking them in the eye.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
It's daring them to react.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
You know, and it boils down to, Tony, about not trusting and having faith
Amen. Mm-hmm.
in God.
Amen. Yes.
You know, so many of our churches, like you said, like Pastor mm-hmm. saying, just turn it over.
Yes.
Turn the God's house over
yes.
to the government.
To the government. Mm-hmm.
Right. To the government. Right. And that's our people still in the land.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
Still right. in the land.
Amen.
Still in the land. Like I said, not trusting God.
Right, right, right.
The leaders
mm-hmm.
First.
Yes.
And then the membership.
Right, right.
Not that's trusting right. him to yeah. do what he said he that's would
right.
do.
Right. Yeah. And when you got your big daycare programs, but mm-hmm. you kind of milking off the breast of the government.
That's right.
Yeah.
And you don't do things the way the government say you ought to do them. Mm-hmm. So now what you're doing is giving them the opportunity to come in and extort
mm-hmm.
or to threaten to pull their support mm-hmm. from the church after the church has gotten dependent upon the government rather than God. And now they got you between a hard place and a rock. Well, mm-hmm. most times you're going to have to yield to their request, whatever it is.
And that's what becomes the focus. That's what becomes the motivation
mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
instead of the gospel.
Okay.
Yes.
Instead of growing your congregation up spiritually,
mm-hmm.
it becomes stunted because of these other things
yes.
that it seems as if your congregation is really focusing on.
Mm-hmm.
The yes. academy.
That's right. That's right.
The daycare.
That's right.
The bowling alley. The rec center.
Yeah. Yeah.
These things are managed and focused on so much by mm-hmm. the leaders.
Mm-hmm.
The gospel is just on the back burner.
Amen.
And you have weak, immature mm-hmm. Christians mm-hmm. and false converts.
That's right.
Amen.
And they may not think it's on the back. They may not think the program's on the back burner, but in the eyes of God,
yes. mm-hmm.
when you have put these entities as your support. Mechanism, when you put them in front of God, then, you know, for as God's concerned, you push him to the background, you know?
That's right.
And that's why the Lord said, when the word said, when the Lord comes back again, will he find really? Faith on the earth,
mm-hmm.
you know? And, but, you know, a lot of people would say, well, y'all being kind of nitpicking here, you know, but, maybe 2 or 3 months ago, God told me that they had a credit union in their church.
Yes.
I said, do y'all charge interest?
Mm. You know that. Well, Pastor, that, you know, we have the same thing, just like you said in the beginning. The devil has no new tricks.
No.
New tricks.
No.
In the same story, you know, in the Old Testament with Balak and Balaam,
sure.
You know, he knew he couldn't curse God's people.
No.
But the immorality has came in the church mm-hmm. like a flood,
mm-hmm.
you know, up in Milwaukee now.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. They have passed laws where you, the church, because they're accepting that 501c3,
mm-hmm.
have
mm-hmm.
to open their doors to mm-hmm. gender confused or transgender.
Oh, yeah.
You know, you can walk in and use any restroom you want to, and the mm-hmm. church mm-hmm. has to comply.
Amen.
Has to comply.
Right.
But when do we say this is no longer a house of God?
Okay.
This
okay.
is no longer okay. a house of God because mm-hmm. God will not accept this thing. Amen. You hear secular music in churches
yes.
today.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
It says to draw the children.
Right. They said to draw.
Yeah. Well, that's a nightclub or mm-hmm. BFW or mm-hmm. something. It's not a church.
Amen. If Amen. I be lifted up.
That's right.
I will draw all my
I will own. Draw.
So now that goes back to the question.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Will you trust Christ?
Okay.
Amen.
Will
okay.
you trust that?
Okay.
And you know, Tony, saying that, I just this week
mm-hmm.
alone, like I said, I wouldn't dare call any names.
No.
I'd had two people
mm-hmm.
to come to me and confide in me about their ministry.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. And one of them is 2 notes behind, and another one, couple notes behind.
Mm-hmm.
And one has a situation where, like you said, like Pat said, daycare.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
And it's almost Bell like
they're
running the church
mm-hmm.
like a school,
yes.
like a government school,
right.
a college.
Yes. Yes. Right. In the bed with the government.
And
right.
and the mm-hmm. the trust, like I say, of the people
mm-hmm.
and faith,
mm-hmm.
they're going under.
That's right. Okay.
They're going under.
Okay.
Because they're still in the land.
Yeah.
In the still land. In the world.
That's right. That's
you know,
right.
with the situations and things that are going.
Mm-hmm.
And like I said, one is getting paid here, another one getting paid there, one getting paid. And but you're 2 notes behind.
Okay. Okay.
You're 2 notes behind.
Wow. I understand that. Amen.
And I, you know, in meditating on this word, I, you know, the Lord took me here to 1 Samuel.
Okay.
The 5th chapter.
Yes.
You know, I'm going to read a few verses here. It said, when the Philistines took the Ark of God,
mm-hmm.
they brought it into the house of Dagon
mm-hmm.
and set it by Dagon.
Mm-hmm.
And when they of Ashdod arose early in the morning, behold, Dagon was falling into his face to
yes.
the earth
yes.
before the Ark of the Lord.
Yes. Yes.
And they took Dagon and set him in his place again.
Mm-hmm.
And when they arose early the morning, behold, Dagon was falling upon his face to the ground before the Ark of the Lord.
Mm-hmm.
And the head of Dagon, both the palms of his hands were cut off That's upon right. the threshold. Only the stump of Dagon was left to him.
Mm-hmm.
God ain't going to share his glory okay. with nobody
no, no,
else.
No, no.
With no, no one.
No, no.
We That's can't right. stay in the land. We can't stay in the world.
No, no. No, no. Right.
Lord ain't going to have it like that.
That's right.
He commanded us.
That's Amen. Right. That's
and
right.
so Amen. Just like here, the Ark of God, it's the presence of God.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And they set him up against this idol God.
That's right. That's
and
right.
What you think he going to do? When you mentioned some about what's going
to
happen.
God's reaction to this. How do we feel, Brother Pierce?
It's God's reaction of weakening the people.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
The people mm-hmm. are who suffer.
That's right.
For example,
That's right.
a small congregation, solid biblical teaching
mm-hmm.
where the gospel is in the forefront
mm-hmm.
compared to larger congregations that have these other entities.
Yes. Yes.
Take a survey and just see their Christian worldview.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I'm talking about just the congregants.
Right.
Take
right.
a survey on the congregants and see how they feel about certain issues in the world
mm-hmm.
through a Christian worldview.
Yes.
And
yes.
you'll see that more than likely the bigger congregation with all these other entities,
mm-hmm.
their Christian worldview is watered down, is tainted.
Yes.
Mm.
yes.
Their spiritual maturity is weak.
Yes. So you're saying that we can call that distraction.
Yeah, distraction.
We can call that distraction. People yeah. are being drawn away from the Word of God instead mm-hmm. of drawn to it.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
mm-hmm.
and that's the difference. That's a big difference that we face today in the world. And I think people that
mm-hmm.
that God's judgment
Lord, help us, Lord.
Is sitting upon a yeah. lot of these yeah. so-called Christians
yeah.
mm-hmm. in the church. They're yeah. sitting here just as dull and stale and mm-hmm. don't even know it because what they're craving, what they're desiring
mm-hmm.
is more of the world.
That's right. That's right.
And God is letting them have just that.
Right.
More of
right.
the world.
And doing communion, and that's why we emphasize the fact that right. Paul's okay. talking about examination.
Yes. Examination. Yes.
You know, mm-hmm. are you out of the land?
Mm-hmm.
Are you still in the land and coming to God's table mm-hmm. at the same time? And the punishment yes. there is even death.
Even death.
You know? And, yes. But people hadn't taken that serious though.
That's right.
Huh?
That's
we right. see them come all the time. You know, mm-hmm. and they still in the land, and that's a great problem. But, you know, back to the point, you know, the gimmicks and the programs that many use to draw people into the church.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Well, they want the big numbers.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
You know, and that, don't that kind of remind us of David numbering the people?
Oh, yeah.
Yes, thinking exactly. that success exactly. is numbers?
It's numbers,
yes.
Huh?
Numbers.
If we just have so many people, we could be more successful.
Mm-hmm.
Then you got the mega churches today. You got the church in there, you know, some congregations mm-hmm. got 7, 8, 9, 10 satellite churches. Mm-hmm. This is the
yeah.
thing today.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Right, right.
They feel mm-hmm. that numbers,
mm-hmm.
numbers, right, is success.
That's success.
But not with God.
No,
huh?
no,
huh?
Right.
You know,
no.
David was severely punished. What wasn't mm-hmm. he punished severely?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
For numbering the people, thinking that mm-hmm. He needed a certain number to be successful against the enemy.
That's right.
Mm-hmm. But God, with God on our side.
Amen.
Amen.
Praise God. That's right. We are majority.
That's right.
And we will be successful
Absolutely.
With God on our side, mm-hmm. you know. So, you know, serving God in the land, trying to keep one foot in the world and then in the church at the same time.
Mm-hmm.
Can only bring negative reactions
negative
and
reaction.
Benefits to the our people, our city, our country, or whatever the case might
that's
be.
Right.
I think that's God's reaction to it,
mm-hmm.
This kind of situations like that. But, you know, we just got, what about, it's time to vote, y'all. You think y'all are setting these voting machines up in the church, or you go to the community center?
No,
don't be surprised. Now they'll have them at the church.
They are at
some churches.
Yeah. Some churches. Yeah. Yeah.
What do you think about that? You think how God look at that? Then I mean, here's all kinds of people.
All kinds.
See, God's house has been dedicated to worship, right?
That's right. That's right.
And here you got the whiskey drinkers, the dope heads. You're gonna turn it into a community affair. And we'll see in a few minutes that it ain't no community affair. It never has been, and it never will be. Amen.
Right.
But this is what they've done. Let's look a little bit and open up a little further. Let's look at Exodus 11 there, gentlemen. Exodus 11, and we're going to look at verse 7 there. I think we can draw some meat out of that to help us in the discussion today. Exodus 11 and 7. It reads, but against any of the children of Israel shall not a dog move his tongue. Against man or beast, that ye may know how that the Lord doth put a difference between the Egyptian
and the Israel.
And always been a difference. Right there in Egypt, y'all remember the sun was shining on one side over here and it was dark down in Egypt?
That's right.
But in Goshen, the sun was shining.
That's right.
God always had put a difference.
Absolutely.
Huh?
That's right.
I mean, when all the plagues come upon Egypt, man, they were having a good time over there in Goshen. Why? Because God has put a difference.
That's right. That's right.
Between his children and the world. And you know what? We can go all the way back. Let's go all the way back. This is not anything new. Some people say God's not fair because he chooses some and don't choose others.
Okay.
But God is always. Wow. This is God's M.O., you know.
Right. Yeah.
He started out from, he elected some from the foundation of the world.
That's right.
He put a difference between his people and put our name in the book.
Absolutely.
That's right.
God got the names written down in the book.
Right. In the book.
He started out putting a difference, making a difference.
That's right.
Huh?
That's right.
He chose some, and some he did not
choose.
Right. Now, you can say God is unfair, which many people accuse God of being unfair. That's why I don't like this doctrine of the elect, the predestined one, the chosen one, the born again, the new creation. Mm-hmm. They don't want to hear all that jargon. Mm-hmm. They call it, you know, that's prejudice, you know.
Rigmarole. Huh?
But God is consistent.
Yeah. Amen.
In his prejudice, if you want to call it that. Right. He's always put a difference between his people and the world. And that goes all the way down. Ishmael.
That's right.
And Isaac, is that right?
That's right.
Were they different?
That's right.
Esau and Jacob.
Jacob.
Joseph and the rest of the left.
Right.
It's always been a difference. And it's a difference today, brother.
That's right. That's right.
And God wants us to keep that distinction.
Amen.
Which we're trying so bad to erase.
That's right.
That distinction. But brother, you can't get away from it. We are a chosen people.
Chosen people.
A peculiar people. Holy nation. A royal priesthood. This is who we are. This is who we are. But the devil won't erase that difference. Can't we all get along?
Amen.
And he wants to erase it through the word unity.
Wow.
Okay.
He wants to erase it, our exclusivity, separation
through
the word unity.
Lord.
Can't we all get along?
That's the coexist
bumper sticker.
Yeah. Diversity.
When God has exposed the differences,
that's right.
They want us to forget our differences.
Yes.
And let's meet on one common ground.
Come together.
And I promise you, brothers, wherever that message is, Christ is not.
That's right.
Wherever
unity is being preached, there's a watered down false Christ. Just check the trends as we find these things today with the government and the politicians and all these things when they want to hold hands and get along. The one thing that they have in common is a false Christ.
Right. That's right.
Amen.
See, God has built the wall between his people and the world.
And
the devil wants to tear that wall down, and very subtly he's doing that, especially those that are ignorant of God's word.
Right.
When you tear down we bring it to the natural today. Mm-hmm. We need a wall down on Mexico.
That's right.
We
that's
do. Right. You can't. Yeah, when you tear down the walls, brother, and open up for any and everything, then you don't have anything.
This is where the distractions that we spoke of earlier can be capitalized on. We're not talking about salvation. If you go to a mega church, you're unsaved. and okay. We're not talking nothing like that. But what we're saying is, whereas the weakness of the gospel is preached, mm-hmm. these things can happen
yes.
to the immature right. believer,
yes. mm-hmm.
to those
yes.
who don't have a solid grasp on the word, mm-hmm. this commingling and this buzzword of the world unity, mm-hmm. it mm-hmm. can be, you can be duped.
That's right. That's right. And the pastor right. just gave us many examples mm-hmm. on God's extreme yes. separation. Extreme
yeah.
separation.
Oh, yeah. Extreme.
It's always yeah. very clear. It's a clear separation.
That's right.
But today,
yes.
in
yes.
the church,
yes. Mm-hmm. Yes.
it's
yes.
like the MO is to look mm-hmm. as mm-hmm. much like the world as mm-hmm. you possibly mm-hmm. can.
Yes, yes.
You know,
yes.
But brothers, if it walk like a duck,
okay,
and mm-hmm. quack like a duck,
that's right.
Probably a duck.
You can get some dressing ready because it's a duck.
That's right. You know, and Tony, you're saying that, you know, Paul calls it a form of godliness.
Yes, absolutely. Yes,
but
yes.
with no power.
That's not right. the power.
So many of our churches have a form of godliness.
Yes, yes.
But with
yes.
no power.
Mm-hmm.
And
mm-hmm.
like Kevin was mentioned, mm-hmm. you know, Satan come in these weak congregations.
Right, right.
Where weak believers are.
Yes.
And
yes.
he filtrate them.
Yes.
And like mm-hmm. you said, it spreads.
Sure, sure.
You know, because I can remember, like I said, when I was a young mm-hmm. Man in church.
Yes, yes.
The older lady in the church, she was inviting folks to the club.
Mm-hmm.
To the dance.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yes.
And even that, when the Lord saved me,
mm-hmm.
I remember my dad telling me, him and his cousin said, well, so you going to stop coming to the parties?
Hmm.
You going to stop drinking wine? This is my dad now. Instead of him being happy and enthusiastic for me and being saved.
Oh, it's beautiful.
You know, that's any enemy will use whoever he want to use.
Absolutely.
Sure.
That's absolutely.
Sure.
See, if the Lord is not worshipped alone.
Uh-huh. Right. He's not worshipped at all.
He's not worshipped
right.
at all.
That's right.
He's not worshipped
right.
at all.
That's right.
You know, and Christ told us, brother. Mm-hmm. Christ told us that in these times, many were going to come. I mean, false teachers.
Mm-hmm.
They're not just coming in, sitting in the pews now.
Mm-hmm.
We got them behind the pulpit.
That's mm-hmm. right.
Doing
that's
Satan's bidding from mm-hmm. the pulpit.
Right.
Very subtle.
That's right.
But don't y'all know, the word of God, if it's changed in it, is no longer the word of God.
That's right. That's
it's
right.
no longer the word of God.
No, add to it. Don't
take
away.
From it.
That's right.
So
that's right.
Now,
that's right.
if everybody in the pews, or if no one, I should say, in the pews,
mm-hmm.
are studying to show themselves approved,
mm-hmm. yes, yes.
then who's going to do the fact checking
okay.
on the minister?
That's okay. Good. That's
okay.
Good. That's good.
Okay.
And God went through great length to protect the straight distinction between his people.
Mm-hmm.
And
mm-hmm.
we know that all through the Levitical laws, the food you eat.
Okay. Oh, you can.
Just
yeah.
think about that now. Yeah. And today now, we know that in where we are today, we know that the food wasn't a problem
mm-hmm.
at all, because as we know in the New Testament, we're permitted to eat whatever
yeah.
we want
yeah.
to eat as long as we ask God's blessing upon it.
Right.
But now,
right.
in the Old Testament, God went to great length to
mm-hmm.
keep them from fellowship.
That's right.
From
yeah.
separate.
That's
right. Separate people.
Separate people.
You can't, if I can't eat, if I go to your house, man, and I God has told me not to eat.
Not to eat.
All that stuff you got on the stove over there.
You might as well not be there.
Ain't no fellowship. Ain't no fellowship. I mean, I can't eat this. I can't eat the pork. I can't eat this. The fish got scales on him and blah, blah, blah. Hey, but God did this on purpose. Not mm-hmm. that it was anything wrong with the food.
That's right.
It was never anything wrong with the food.
With mm-hmm. separation.
It was separation.
Amen. Separation.
The message was always mm-hmm. separation. And then the clothes they wore. They knew Moses was a
okay.
Hebrew
mm-hmm.
just by the cloth.
The cloth.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
That he was wrapped in.
That's mm-hmm. right.
Huh? Because there was certain kind of material that they were forbidden to even put on their body.
Mm-hmm.
That the
mm-hmm.
kings, the regal kings of the heathens wore.
That's right.
Okay.
But it's all about separation.
Separation.
A distinction.
Separation.
A difference
Amen.
That must be there.
Amen.
And I think
Amen.
Today we've lost that
That's
distinction
right.
today.
Mm-hmm. Well, Pastor, today the world will tell you
mm-hmm.
that very thing that God used to separate.
Okay.
Just like, well, the Old Testament says you shouldn't wear this cloth with this cloth. They have no
mm-hmm.
understanding on what it means. Therefore, they'll use that. The world, just mm-hmm. like we were before the Lord
sure.
saved us.
Thank you, Lord. Yes.
Love
yes.
our
yes.
sin.
Yes.
We
yes.
love
yes.
our sin.
Yes.
And people want to play like God is just this imbecile that you can tell anything and
mm-hmm.
and this out of the outside of the cup
is
spotless.
Yes, mm-hmm. yes.
But
yes.
it's full of dead men's bones. You know, we cannot mix these things, and we're not fooling God. So my advice to anyone under the sound of our voice right now, if your heart is not sincere about serving God through his word,
his way,
go ahead and have your fun now.
Don't play with God. Have
your fun now.
That's right.
Because this is it. This is, you have your reward.
Because there are measures of judgment.
Depending
on the situation.
Yes, right.
Brother Pierce, what you say about that?
I agree with that also. Okay. It's always been a clean cut distinction.
Mm-hmm.
Always. And for Farrakhan to come in the church of the Lord, from the pastor on down.
Mm-hmm.
It's wrong.
Yes.
And for those people who stand for that, they will continue to get just that.
Yes.
And those are the ones who will continue to be duped and play part of Satan's plan.
Yes. And even our leader today come up in a church where they preach a social type gospel.
Right.
The impression it left on him is very obvious to me and to many that it is this country need to be reconstructed. It needs to be torn out of the frame and rebuilt because it's not right. But that's the message after 20 years you take from a place that you've been worshiping that lets you know there's something terribly wrong there, brothers.
But it's not a social issue. It's a spiritual issue.
Okay.
And until the men of this society's hearts change, society won't change.
That's right.
And once your heart changes, then your behavior changes.
Yes.
And everything else changes, which makes you separate.
Sure.
So it goes back to separation.
Amen.
Milk? Amen. You know, that's so true, Kevin. And, you know, the world has, like I said, came into the church, and you know, like we was talking as far as being different.
Yes.
You know, seeing a woman come into church with tight pants on.
Okay.
A miniskirt.
Whatever.
You know, whatever. You know, and this is still in the land.
Okay.
Still in the world.
Sure.
You know, but the church has accepted this kind of behavior. Okay. You know, they say okay with it. That's all right.
Yeah.
At least she clean.
At least they coming. Yeah.
You know.
Yeah.
That's still in the land.
That's right. It's still in the land. And you know what? That's why the Bible said judgment will begin at the house of God.
The house of God.
Why? Because you know we promoted homosexuals before anybody did.
Right.
Before the world did. We accepted and promoted it simply because the devil has given them great talent, and they do have great talent. I don't take that from them, but yet and still, they should not be in the position in the church that we allowed them to to take all these many years. Ever since I mean, from a young boy,
compromise,
and I'm almost 70 years old, so you know that I've seen it.
It's been a long time.
But the church before the world even endorsed it the way they do today.
Mm-hmm.
The church already put a label.
Already put it.
Just like Milt said, compromise.
Compromise. Amen.
Instead of us going forward, even without a choir, or maybe just a halfway good music, we're gonna take him and overlook his outwardly homosexual behavior.
Yeah. Amen.
Well, that's a big thing, guys. That's a big thing. We sold out for something, for appearance. That's where that pride, pride come in.
Yes.
You know, we got to be better than the choir across the street.
Mm-hmm.
But you know, the Christian church has been influenced, you know, by sin practicing, creation denying, self-centered, hateful, violent, pro drunk. Pro abortion, pro gay, pro pornographic, anti-Christian environment.
Yeah.
And that robs us, y'all.
Robs
us of the joy, peace, and happiness that God wants us to have in this Christian life.
Mm-hmm. Amen. He definitely will not bless us when we endorse by silence. What they are basically
that's
doing.
That's what it is.
By not really dealing with those things. Paul said very plainly that we ought to deal with those things that are within, and those things without God to take care of.
That's
you know,
that's right.
That which
that's
we
right.
know to be against the word of God. Mm-hmm. We have an obligation to do something
Amen.
About Speak. It, regardless of mm-hmm. how they draw people, how talented they are,
mm-hmm.
how the collection is great, and even in Birmingham. And I'm going back because I think God is very unhappy with Birmingham, Alabama.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I really do. I really do. You know, the cradle of the so-called movement, mm-hmm. but now we're number three on the chart.
On the chart.
And it ain't the Wall Street chart either.
No,
it's,
right.
It's the barbaric right. chart of mm-hmm. murder, you know.
Murder.
And that's sad, Kevin.
If you stand, if you speak against the example, Pastor Gay,
yes,
you're sacrificing the abominations mm-hmm. before the Egyptians.
Yes, mm-hmm. that's right.
And you will be stoned for it.
Amen. Right. Mm-hmm. Amen.
So, see, that's what has some believers intimidated, that they know the truth.
They do know.
But not mature enough to stand.
Yes, mm-hmm. yes, yes.
And we get ran over.
Yes, right. yes.
We get
yes.
ran over and we fall into a place of compromise.
Compromise.
Because we're not bold enough, strong enough
mm-hmm.
to take that stoning.
Help us, Lord.
Amen.
Since we sacrificed the abominations before
to,
the Egyptians.
To the world.
Right, to right. the world.
Uh-huh. Amen.
So forget, Kevin, when you mentioned that, that made me think about the young man mm-hmm. That worked for the Social Security office upstate mm-hmm. that took a stand
yeah. Yeah.
And oh, yeah. wouldn't be certified with the lesbian gay move.
Yes, mm-hmm. yes.
But,
yes,
you
yes.
know, this is the kicker. When you said stand and stay strong,
mm-hmm.
the other co-workers with him agreed with him, but they were afraid and wouldn't stand.
Mm-hmm.
Wouldn't stand.
Intimidation.
See, the difference. Well, it's difference. Like the pastor just said. We yeah. went so long being yeah. silent,
mm-hmm.
and that's what affirmed it.
Mm-hmm.
Now, see, that wasn't good enough. Satan is subtle. Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Now, you can't just be silent about it.
Mm-hmm.
You're going to have to speak. Make a choice.
Make a choice.
Mm-hmm. Right mm-hmm. now. That's where it's mm-hmm. came, it's, mm-hmm. it's came to now.
Mm-hmm.
Because we didn't stand mm-hmm. where we should have.
Right, right.
You know, and church discipline is a foreign language.
That's right.
In most of our churches
most
in
of
this
us.
Country.
Yeah. Amen.
That's
right. Amen. And mm-hmm. on top of it, he has put us between a hard place and a rock. That is the government, in that the free money.
Oh, okay.
That offered us the free money.
Free money.
Huh? And like you say, we've got hooked on the free money instead of hooked on Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
And God provided, because He is, He will provide.
That's he will right. provide.
You know, right. God, he will
he
provide.
Will provide.
But we have looked away from the Lord, and that's why we have kind of put ourselves in this position right now.
Mm-hmm.
Well, Pastor, don't you think if we didn't have to have that Olympic-sized baptismal pool and the stained glass windows that we may can do without
mm-hmm.
that 501c3 or whatever it may be?
Yes,
you
yes,
know, but
yes.
we've got to do better.
Yes, man. but because we are. Are in competition, seem like, with one another.
Yeah.
Therefore, what we got to now today is we got a compromise in church. And it's sad, but we do believe that God is sets high and look low. And it is our prayer, my prayer, and I believe all you gentlemen, we're praying that God will wake up the church, amen,
mm-hmm.
and bring us back to our faith walk. You know,
amen. Amen.
And not dependent upon outside sources, but coming out of the land, amen.
Amen.
To truly serve the Lord, out of the land, amen.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Well, we definitely thank the Lord for this time that He has given us, you know, in this broadcast today, and our prayer is that someone was convicted by the word who may not. Be out of the land. And we will continue to pray for this nation, for our people, and for the world as a whole.
Amen. Brother Pierce, again, please close us out in prayer today. God bless you. And we're looking forward to next week that God will allow us to come again and discuss God's truth. Amen?
Amen.
Heavenly Father, we thank you once again for allowing us to come before you, dear Lord. And we thank you for our listeners, and we thank you for those that are submitting unto the Lord's word today.
Yes, Lord.
Dear Lord, we thank you that we'll be able to come back next week and share even more truth.
Yes, sir.
And we pray in Jesus' name.
Jesus.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen.